for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Every Wednesday I say the same thing, but I can't help it. I look forward to spending time with you every Wednesday live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today we got Cupid Shuffle. He's going to be joining us. He's got some fantastic information, some updates, some news. And I can say a little bit, maybe like Walmart, maybe. But we'll hear more about it when he comes and joins us later on in the show. And of course, we got Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. She's going to be joining us with Trinity and what she's saying. And also, we have personal consultant trainer Jeffrey Hill is going to be joining us and giving us some tips on how to get some money, save some money, and be about that dough. All right, but listen, again, we are live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat where we have over 1 million listeners worldwide, and I want to give a shout out to you guys. I know that you guys have been DMing me and inboxing me, and I got on WhatsApp all this music. I got me and Gina G got to sit down and listen to everybody's song step by step, whoever's all in a row. We got to listen to everybody's stuff and see if you maybe you'll be joining us right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with who knows who. You never know. Every week we're so blessed to have the talent that we do to come and join us live right here. So listen, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started because we got a lot of show for you. And you know I love you, so let's get going. Okay, today in D.C., we are 72 degrees right now, partly cloudy. 77 is going to be our high. And guys, today is my son's graduation. He is graduating from 8th grade. He's going to be a freshman in high school next year. So this is a really big deal to me today. So this is exciting. Detroit, Michigan, you are 72 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 75, which is great weather for you guys. Dallas, you are 73 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 85 degrees. Let's see, London, you got showers right now all the rest of the evening for you. You're going to be waking up to 54 degrees, more showers for you, high 60 tomorrow. And let's see, let's go to Augusta, Georgia. You are 67 degrees right now with showers. They're going to be ending around this afternoon, but it's still going to be cloudy. Your high is going to be 71 degrees, and you do have chance of showers towards this evening. So just be on the lookout for that. Charlotte, North Carolina, you are 67 degrees. You got rain too. Same deal, you guys. You're going to be cloudy the rest of this afternoon, but you definitely got some showers coming this evening all throughout the night, and you're going to be waking up to partly cloudy skies tomorrow. And South Australia, you are 49 degrees. You're clear right now. You're waking up to 41 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be partly cloudy and 64. Let's see, Hawaii, you're 52 degrees. 63 is going to be your high. 69 is going to be your high. You do have showers coming this evening, and your temperature is going to drop. You're waking up tomorrow to 52 degrees, but you're partly cloudy tomorrow, so you got some sunshine coming through. Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 79 degrees. You guys look good for the rest of the evening. Okay, if I did not name your state, your continent, your nation, your city, wherever you are, no matter what's going on, God is still in control and has the final say, and he loves you, and so do I. All right, so I want to go on to Ministerial Minute, but before we do that, we got to take a break from our sponsors. With our sponsors, we'll be right back after this message. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, let's get right into Ministerial Moment. Okay, so I'm going to read out of Proverbs 3 and 5. This is my favorite scripture, okay? So it's very short and very straight to the point. Let's get right to it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. He will direct your path, okay? So I just want you to know that whenever we lean on our own understanding, we so shorten our lifespan in certain areas of our life, in every area of our life. If we submit everything to him, knowing that we can't do anything without him, that we're nothing without him, if we come to the end of ourselves and we can contest, you know, say that, testify to that, contest to that, then we will know that we will allow him to then be able to order our steps. Lean not onto your own understanding. Okay, so the reason why I'm bringing up this scripture today is because in my circle of friends and associates and in ministry and when I'm counseling people and things like that, I find a challenging part of life for every person, mostly everybody, I don't care who it is. They have some areas in their lives that they're least likely to submit totally to God. Why? Mainly because it's a defense mechanism. It's something that we can kind of hold on to when we're gripping on for dear life, when we're going on this journey that God takes us on, the unknown, when we're supposed to be faith walking and just trusting in him with everything. And, you know, we don't know what it's going to be, but we know all of the promises that we're overcomers and victors. But this life and this flesh, we just want to hold on to something. I want to encourage you today. If you know that you got that tendency and you know that there's some place in your life that you have not totally submitted to him, I promise you when you submit it to him and you surrender it to him, then that allows him to come in and move exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. We only know in part, you guys. We only know what we know from what we've seen, what we grew up with, what we've heard about on TV and the movies, whatever, where our imagination can take us, or even the lies even of the adversary, and definitely where our flesh want to go. If we want to win, if we want to if we want to exceed something, or if we want to do something, you have seen yourself. If there was something you really wanted to do, you went and did it. If it was going out on a date with somebody, if it was buying a pair of boots or a coat or a bag or a car or whatever, you made it happen. Now, this is the same energy that God wants us to give to him in these areas. We need to submit and not lean on our own understanding, only because our understanding is in part. If we give it all to him, then he can come and move mountains for us that we never dreamt of, that we never thought that we could do or see or imagine or anything. This is the opportunity now for you to just look at that thing real quick and say, you know what? Not this season. I am going to surrender it to you. And you know what? Sometimes it's painful. It's not easy. Sometimes it's scary even. And sometimes, you know, the unknown, you don't know. You just got to keep praying and say, Lord, listen, I don't know what to do in this area because I've been trying to control it and hold on to it and make it work and make it happen all this time. And nothing has changed other than me just feeling good for a moment that at least I got this. And you know, that's just not enough. God's got so much more. So you just tell him, you know, I don't want to live like this anymore. And I just give it to you. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that sounds like. I don't even know how it's going to feel. I'm a little nervous about it. So I ask you to give me your strength and just pray and talk to him about it. And I tell you, every effort that you make, it gets rewarded. Every effort. He loves when you come to him. He loves it. Like the prodigal son, when he left, he came back. His father celebrated and gave him the everything, all the nice stuff. And the brother was upset, but we ain't gonna talk about him. Just let's focus on the son. It's not just so much that he left. It's just like, say, for instance, it's an area that you didn't give to God all the way. It's a place in your life that you're hiding or you're protecting or whatever it is. When you give that thing to him and you surrender and you talk to him and tell him, I need your strength to get through and I really want it really bad, I can promise you he gonna come in and do everything he can to keep you right there and strengthen you right there, and then you'll need more. And then his thought is that you'll continue to come because you're thirsty and you're hungry. And the more that you come to him so he can feed you and quench your thirst and satisfy you, the more strengthened you will be and the more confident you will be in the place that he has you. And you'll know that it is good and well-pleasing to him. Okay? Well, this has been Ministerial Moment. And I just pray that God will give you strength to go through your journey in peace and in confidence. All right? This has been Ministerial Moment. Now we're getting ready to transition because we got Cupid with us. And this is so good because Cupid can probably contest to something that, like this, because he's got something amazing to share with us. Cupid, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, Dr. Gina, how you doing?
We are fantastic and very excited about having you on. I'm telling you, your fans are like, woo, baby, they love you. Do you hear me? They love
you.
Yeah,
they're the real deal, man. They are the real deal. Yeah.
What were you saying? Go ahead.
No, I say they definitely are. They're the real deal.
They are. I mean, and but you stay really, really connected with everyone. And this is why, you know, it's just so important as an artist and just to relate to them and things like that. I mean, they love that. And you do very well with that. And we're going to talk, because if we're going to share your Instagram and social media, because that's where it all goes down, y'all. But
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with you and this thing I'm hearing about Walmart? Tell us about that.
I'm currently here at the Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is the headquarters, shooting another Walmart video for this thing I came up with called the Walmart Shuffle last year. And, you know, we got nominated for a few online awards. We got up to 7, I think 8 or 9 billion views from,
wow.
I just, you know, there was a viral video of people doing the Cupid Shuffle in the Walmart. So I reached out to them and we came up with a partnership to where we can keep the associates excited and give them something authentic for their store. So Walmart, you know, I've teamed up with Walmart to do a good old fun party record.
Wow, this is exciting. This is a big deal. This is definitely something new. I've never heard of it. I never heard of this collaboration before, and it's very exciting. I actually saw the commercial, the video in the Walmart store. They're actually playing it on the television screens there. So it's like on multiple televisions when you go through the electronics. And I was like, look at my friend. It's so dope.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you. How does that make you feel? And this is like one of the things that I was talking about in the Ministerial Moment, is that if we lean on our own understanding, you know, we will limit what God can do. And look at what he's done. This is a door truly that no man can shut. It's not like a everyday thing. How does that make you feel to know that you started in just, I don't even know. Let me start off with that question. When you started writing music, what was the vision that you had?
Positive. You know, my dad's a preacher. So the only way they would let me sing secular music is if I wrote music that was positive. I couldn't curse. I couldn't do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So this was like in 1997. So as I started working and recording, then I started touring with Marvin Cease and Mel Waiters on the blues circuit, I just kept that same energy, you know. So all my music is just basically positive, fun, backyard barbecue, family reunion kind of stuff that you can listen to with the kids and the adults, and everybody can have a good time at the same time.
And see, that's the thing that's so great. And I'm so glad that God led you in that direction, because that's something that's kind of missing. And it's not a large market for that. Hence, that's why I believe some artists did try to tap into that. But you have seemed to really kind of dominate it a little bit. Like, it's just really, I would say that I hear your music a lot more at the barbecues and the family reunions and the wedding receptions and things like that. When I think it's good, when grandma can dance, grandpa and the babies too, all together, generations, it's amazing. Yeah. So how did, with that in mind, did you have any idea that your music was going to open these type of doors, like with Walmart?
Well, no, at the beginning, no, because I was doing blues. I'm a blues singer by trade, but you know, as I saw, as the Cupid Shuffle came around, and, you know, when people meet me, they like, well, you got a great personality, and you're just real personable and stuff. I saw it started starting to grow. The one thing I realized that I had to learn in the music industry, though, in order to make this thing pop, is you can't disrespect your blessings. Like, you know, so many of the industry gurus and the A&Rs and the know-it-alls and the music business who think they know it all, they're constantly trying to tell you to move on to the next blessing. But if you really sit down and you just analyze that, like I specifically prayed for, like, I just wanted to just do music for the rest of my life. That was my goal. Like, I didn't want to punch a clock. I didn't want to do nothing else. I wanted to do music. So, you know, what I did was I just never allowed the blessing that God gave me, which is the Cupid Shuffle, to die. You know, and in the industry, they teach these young boys, oh, you know, you made one song and that's it. You need to, you know, who cares about the next song? Go to the next song. But you never truly maximize the opportunities of the first situation that God bless you with. So when I understood and I said, never disrespect my blessing, it's like I can roll Cupid Shuffle for the next 40 years. And I know some artists that came out in 2007 that's not even singing or rapping no more, who had several hits in that short period of time. So, you know, once I realized that God gave me something that was going to last the test of time, it was going to last the test of the opinions of people who didn't think it would be successful, it was going to last the test of the opinions of people who can't stand the record. When I realized that, and that's when I understood that my legacy here is going to be like forever. It's going to be bigger than all of that because God gave me a blessing, and I truly have tried to maximize that to its highest potential.
I really love what you're saying. You're talking real good. I just want to know, there's so many, I just got two questions, and I know Gina G's got a question and a comment for you. But my one question is just to jump on what you just said. Did you have a strong team with you to be able to, like, you know, kind of walk in that, though, where you, you know, realize the maximizing what you had? Did God send you a strong team to help you do that?
Fortunately and unfortunately, no. So, you know, I have a manager now, Eva, who I hired a couple of years ago. But, like, from an industry standpoint, no. But you got to understand that I come from Louisiana where I've never had a financial investor. I've never had nobody come and say, oh, here's $50,000 to invest in your project.
Wow.
And I did this from the ground up. So my hustle and my grind, when I signed my record deal, I told my best friend, who was my DJ and the producer of Cupid Shuffle, I say, the worst thing that can happen is that, you know, like, they're going to put us out nationally. But my hustle is so strong. Like I do music for real. Like, I don't do it as a hobby. I don't perform. Like, this is what I do with my soul. So it's like, you know, you just got to go kick these doors down. Like, I don't need, you know, and a lot of times it's very rare to find somebody that's going to be as passionate in your vision as you are. So, rather than, you know, give somebody 20% to one day decide that they don't want to do nothing, they'll collect money off of you.
Yes.
That's happened to me before. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it myself, and I'm going to hire me a team. And my team's philosophy is you eat what you kill. So if you don't bring it to the table, you're not getting nothing. And I laugh at these managers because they're so funny. You know, well, you know, I want to manage you. Okay, cool. It's 15%. Okay, cool. So then my question is, so I'm a hire another manager. And they'll say, no, you can have two managers. I'll say, well, you can have two artists.
I know that's right.
You can have two artists. You can manage two or three artists, but I can't have two or three managers because obviously you can't handle my business. If you work for me, you got to work for me. And you're going to eat what you kill. If I go get these shows and I go do all of this stuff, you're not getting nothing. And
well,
you switch that role
right
up, but you gotta be a boss. You gotta be a boss at what you do. You know, even if it's $100 or $100,000, it's your thing, and you gotta like control that and just be passionate about it. So for me, that's how I operate. You know, I just try to operate in a way where I just don't have to, you know, be pigeonholed or just controlled by somebody. And once you own your destiny, like a la, you know, a Jay-Z, a Puff. When you start calling these shots, you know, you can kind of navigate your career to do what you wanted to do. But you got to be hungry, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're saying all of this because I think I know for a fact, Gina G, and I can relate to that. I know you want to jump in, Gina.
Zoom and I'm trying to figure it out. And it's even, you know, in comedy. First of all, hey, how you doing?
Hey, yeah. Doing good, girl.
Let me start off with that. And let me start off with I love the Cupid Shuffle, and I don't know nobody who don't like it. Let me start with that.
I don't think there's nobody on the earth that don't like it.
I don't know nobody. Look, I don't know nobody. But just even in comedy, you know, you keep the same set for, you know, a certain amount of years, and, you know, you have people that, oh, I've heard it before. Oh, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. So I like how you're like revamping the Cupid Shuffle, you know, with like, I remember the young gentleman that worked at Walmart, he actually kind of put that on the map. Am I right or wrong? In Walmart, the young guy that was doing it.
Correct.
Outside.
So yeah,
you just keep revamping the same song. So it's not like we need anything new. You just keep refreshing us with it. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense, it's always new because we're like, oh my God, now look at this. It just keeps bringing it.
It's got so many different layers to it. Mm-hmm. And like you said, right. It's a legacy for sure, because like when you gone, they still gonna be playing it and selling it.
Oh, baby, so that's gonna be Cupid Shuffling.
That's it.
Okay?
That's
my son was doing MC Hammer dance. So you best believe we gonna be Cupid Shuffling.
Yeah.
So listen, I wanted to just tap into real quick, because I know you got to go, but you were talking about blues, and I know that some people don't even know that part about you, but that is that part of your New Orleans background, blood, or what? And what you got blues to sing about when all you do is happy stuff and you smile all the time. Every time I see you, all I see is pretty teeth. And God bless your dentist. God bless your dentist and your jeans. But how are you singing blues? Tell us about that. Where's that coming from?
Oh, I mean, I'm a singer. You know, I'm singing at church. I'm a singer. So, you know, that's just what I've always done. And I just decided to make a line dance with it and it changed the game, you know?
It sure did.
You did. Well, listen, Cupid, we're not going to hold you, but tell everybody. Listen, let me just tell you about this, brother. First of all, are you going to be at the family reunion this year in Augusta, Georgia? Do you think you might be there?
Watch. What are you talking about with a Minnesota fan?
Yeah.
Hey, I put this on everything. If you want to see 20,000 people, you done. I ain't saying no more. You just watch. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, good, because we're going to be there, too. And we cannot wait, because we had so much fun with you, didn't we, Gina? It was that energy of his
so
is
much
just...
fun.
I mean, we wanted to eat ribs with you. We wanted to holler. We wanted to stupid shuffle with you. We wanted to play spades with you. We was like, what is he doing? We want to hang with him. Because it was just so much fun. You are the party. You are the picnic. You are family. And you are so loved here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and around the world. And you're just getting more territory.
Thank
God
you.
Is expanding you and increasing you. And he will never
Thank
give you too much you can't handle. So everything that he gives to you and put before you, you will be strengthened to handle it. You will be increased in those that share the vision that is anointed to help you prosper. And not only will you be blessed, but they will be blessed. Their families will be blessed.
You are truly a
vessel of blessings. And God is going to continue to pour into you as you continue to release. He will continue to empower you, and you are going to be protected every step of the way.
And I appreciate that so much. So look, y'all, if Walmart people is going to kill me. I got to finish the interview. Thank y'all so much.
Okay,
we got to finish
the video. Your social media, Instagram, real quick.
Is official new Cupid on Instagram, so follow me, and I gotta go because they're gonna cut my neck off. Love y'all. Thank y'all.
Okay,
all
love
my
you.
Fans.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Yeah, he didn't know that. He thought it was Central Standard Time, so we do appreciate him taking time to do that, and I'm glad that God was able to bless him.
Yes.
Bless him. So now you got. Well, let's take a commercial break, because you got trending tea for us, girl. And I know it's got to be a lot to talk about.
Yes. Oh.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, can you repeat it one more time? You
listen okay, to... and yes. Now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, I'm ready. This is Dominique Haddon. This is Dominique Haddon from Hill City Church, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio show. Oh, that's not what it is. Oh, Lordy. Tell me one more time. What's the line again? I'm sorry.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
This is Dominique Haddon, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh, she got
all right.
It.
She got well, it. She got that thing. Well, listen, Trinity. Trinity from Gina G, Gina G with the Trinity, Gina G with the Trinity. What she say? She got the Trinity. What's going on?
Oh my God, I love it. Let me just bask in that for a moment. I love my song. Okay. Well, as you all know, all over the world should know that Canada is known to be one of the safest, bestest countries, states, towns, whatever you want to call it, in the world. And right now, Canada has a Free Willy Bill. I know if you remember the movie Free Willy with the dog, with the whale and all that good stuff. Well, they are passing a bill that will make dolphin and whale capturing illegal. Oh, my God. I am so excited about this bill because I wish we had it right here in America. You will go to jail. Okay, capturing a whale or a dolphin in Canada. So don't do it. Don't even think about it. Nike has just introduced a plus-size mannequin to one of their stores in London, and it's getting great reviews. A couple mixed signals. There was a couple people that were stating, you know, they don't understand why you would put a fat mannequin in the window. It's promoting obesity. I mean, people just don't get it. If the mannequin has on fitness gear, do you not believe that it is meant for you to work out? I don't get it. People, I don't understand people's thoughts and visions, but I guess that's not for me to envisionize. But I appreciate Nike introducing that plus size mannequin because there's women that body shame people for being plus size. And not all plus size people are unhealthy, and not all skinny people are healthy. So, hello, let's get it together. Rihanna, Ella, Anna, she is... The world's wealthiest female musician. The world's wealthiest female musician. Everybody might have thought it was Beyonce, but no. Rihanna has took the cake. Over $600 million is her net worth. Okay? Rihanna is in the dough, and I don't even think the baby's 30 yet. Lord have mercy on me. And speaking of Rihanna, we're going to bring in her ex, Chris Brown. He is going to be donating 50 cents of each ticket sold for his concert here in Virginia Beach for the victims in the mass shooting last week. So kudos to Chris Brown because, you know, this is where he's from. He's from Virginia. And for him to give back, I think it is totally awesome. We have Notorious B.I.G., baby. He now has a street in Brooklyn. They 3 days ago, they revealed the Notorious B.I.G., well, Christopher, Notorious B.I.G. Wallace Street. Down in Brooklyn. I can't wait to drive down that street. I'm listening to Biggie Smalls the whole time. And if you don't know who that is,
I'm going to need you to get from up under that rock and figure it out. And for birthdays today, I want to just send out a happy belated birthday to Miss Tamela Manns. Hello, hello, hello. She is wonderful. If you go on her Instagram and check her and her husband David out, she has lost 20 pounds in her weight loss journey. They are just an anointed couple. They are so blessed. And we just want to send out our love to her today, even though we are a day late, dollar short. But happy belated birthday to Miss Tamela Manns.
Oh, that's so nice. Well,
I love her.
I wanted to say those that are also, because you mentioned Biggie Small, Little Kim has a show coming out on VH1. It's called Girls Cruise or something like that, but she's got her own reality show that's coming out, and people that are huge Little Kim fans are very excited about this happening. I think it starts next week. I'm not certain about that, but I know. Look at it. Check for the channels and times in your neighborhood.
Your local listings. Check your local listings.
Check your local listings. Yeah. And, you know, because it's good to see, you know, that she still has been holding on to her legacy and everything. So that's exciting. And it's just so much going on. I heard Rihanna is actually, marrying a billionaire. I don't really know much about it, but I heard about it, that she's marrying a billionaire that they've been dating for 2 years and she's in love and all of that. And I'd say good for her, you know? Good for her.
I didn't hear she was getting married now.
Well, I didn't hear about marriage, but she says she in love. Yes. I don't know about even engaged. Is she engaged?
Yeah. No, nothing like that. But she's been dating this billionaire for about 2 years now. Very handsome young man. But no words on engagement or marriage for Rihanna yet. I'm hoping she does. But, you know, she is the world's wealthiest female musician. I'm pretty sure she's going to do whatever she want to do.
I know, right?
She's got it going on. You know what else I found out? That Uber is trying to do a Uber flight. Uber is trying to come up with, actually, they already have a prototype of a plane that they are going to introduce to the world in 2020. But you guys I don't know if I'm going to catch an Uber plane now.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know about share riding the plane, Uber, you know. And Uber's been getting a lot of bad rep lately because they've been having a lot of Uber drivers, you know, kidnap young ladies. I was watching the Steve Harvey show yesterday afternoon, and one of the surviving victims of she did a shared ride, Uber shared ride. And I guess when some people got out of the car, then the driver, you know, took her to a place that she had no idea. She Snapchatted it. She tried to call the police. She ended up jumping out of the moving vehicle to get away from this guy. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you guys to be a little bit more cautious on taking these Ubers and these Lyft rides, you know, because it's very dangerous and it's very easy to, you know, mistake a person for an Uber driver. So one of the tips were, when you see a car pull up to you, don't tell them your name. So don't say, hey, are you here to pick up Gina? You know, you want to say, hey, who are you here to pick up? Just certain little things that you want to look out for, because Uber, you know, it's a big company, but they're not doing any hard criminal background checks. They're not doing things that would stop someone from trying the sneaky things that they have been trying. So I just want people to be aware, and ride sharing is very dangerous. Make sure you're not hopping in an Uber with, you know, someone that's intoxicated or, you know, people that don't look very trustworthy. So you guys have to be on the lookout, especially us women. You know, we'll catch an Uber in a minute and not even think about, you know, certain consequences. So you guys just be safe out there taking Uber. Just, you know, keep your eyes peeled and make sure, they say, always sit by the door, never sit in the middle, never sit in the front seat, and always have your cell phone in hand. So those are some tips, you know, to be safe when you're doing Uber.
But very good. Very good tips. Very good tips. And we got to send a shout out to the sponsor that's representing Trending T with Gina G. PEG, yes. Performance Endurance Gear, Fitness Apparel, Cycling Apparel, Lifestyles Apparel, just for you. Everything in between for your fitness needs. You need to go and check out www.performanceendurancegear.com. Again, www.performanceendurancegear.com. Go and check them out. All right. Yes. Well, you know, that's what we got for you, Gina G with the trending T. Gina G with the trending T. What she say? She got the trending T. I say, what she say? Got the trending T. We got to get a song going on.
I don't know if y'all. I don't know if y'all want the what she say. I don't know if y'all ready for that today.
We're gonna get to what she say. We're gonna get to what she say.
Oh Lord.
Hold on. You can have that at the next part of the hour. Next half of the hour, because Jeff is on now and he's got to give us.
All right.
Some financial help.
Yes.
Jeffrey, what's going on with your financial five?
Ladies doing today?
We're
wonderful.
Great.
Awesome. Well, for the people who do not quite know or recognize my voice, this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm. And the name of my segment is called The Financial Five. 5 minutes of great financial tips, tricks, hacks, if you will, things that can help yourself get an edge on your financial IQ. So leading into that, I'm reading a new book by Robert Kiyosaki. For those that don't know, Robert Kiyosaki is a number one best-selling author of over 20-something years now with his book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And his most recent book is called Fake. It's talking about fake news, fake assets, fake everything. And it reminded me of an article I posted about 2 weeks ago on LinkedIn. And it was just talking about everybody's account balances on average and what they are. And this is a study done by Forbes. Most people have been taught fake math when it comes to financial investing. You've been told, put your money in this account. It's going to compound every single year. The market has done an average of anywhere between 9 and 12%. So when you look at it, you're putting, you know, maybe let's say $100 in, and they'll show you if you put $100 a day and it compounds every single year over 12 years, in 30 years, you're going to have millions of dollars. And people get bought into that fake news and that fake math. And what happens is they don't start saving enough. Typically, when you do that, by the time you realize you hadn't saved enough, you don't have time on your side to do that. See, the ratio is money times time times your rate of return equals your financial goal. So I want you guys to go pick up this book and start to learn. You might have to read it or listen to it a couple of times to really understand what he's saying, because we have been programmed to just give our money away to Wall Street and not really think about it, because Wall Street's going to handle everything. Well, I'm going to ask you guys this question. A lot of you made money or maybe lost money during 2007 and 8. Okay, it was a big crash. There was a lot of conspiracies going on. Nobody went to jail when we had to bail out Wall Street. So think about this. You pay somebody to manage your money, whether it's through your 401k or your IRA. And again, the idea is I want my account to grow. However, when the stock market crashed, the government had to step in and bail out Wall Street. Now, here's the question. How does the government make money? They make money through our taxes. So we have to pay the taxes so the government can run on. So that means if the government bailed out Wall Street, where did the government get the money from? Mm-hmm. They had to get it from our taxes. So not only did you pay for somebody to manage your assets and they failed, we also had to pay for their mistake. So I want you guys to understand you have to be in the know of this stuff to protect yourself. So the article was talking about the average account. So somebody between the age of 20 and like 29, they should have around $11,000. Or they should have more than that, but that was the average. But the shocking part was the people between the ages of like 60 and 69 had an average of $192,000 saved for their retirement, an average of less than $200,000. So let's say you're making $50,000 a year, and that's what you wanted to live off of in retirement. You feel like $50,000 is the right number. If you have about $200,000 saved up, how many years of retirement do you have? It's really quick math. Only about four years. So how do you maintain your quality of living in retirement with that? So again, a question that I posed yesterday was, do you want to lower your taxes in retirement or do you want to lower your lifestyle? See, a lot of times you're putting your money in things that we think are assets because it has the ability to go up a little bit, but we're not thinking about the losses that incur. So go out and pick up that book, Fake, by Robert Kiyosaki. It's a really good book. This guy's giving you the game, but most people still have a lot of trust in the government, even though anytime you jump on social media or listen to the radio, somebody's always talking about how the government keeps messing up. But for some reason, we're not paying attention to where we're putting our money and how it actually works for us or works against us. So again, my name is Jeff Hill, and this has been your Financial Five. Pick up the book, Fake, by Robert Kiyosaki. If you have questions for me, you want me to kind of decipher and help you understand how some of this stuff starts to work, call me. 501-291-0708 is my number that rings straight to my cell phone. You can email me, jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. Follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Jeffrey Hill. I'm on Instagram, HFGINC, which stands for Hill Financial Group Incorporated. So follow me, guys. I'm out there. I'm easy to find. Top 100 in finance. That's what my company has been rated. So I know a thing or two, but one of the things I say is I'm always learning. I'm always trying to figure out where's my money and where should it be and what should it be doing, because I like control.
All right, Jeff Hill, thank you so much for your Financial Five. Did you have anything, Gina? Are you good?
Yeah, he broke it down. He said he liked control. Out of everything I heard that.
Look, I'm like, yeah, I got to come up with a jingle now. I came in, I heard vocals. I'm like, man, I need that.
You did?
Yeah.
We gotta do a rap now. You got the money talk. We gotta be like, yo, Jeff Hill out here with the Financial Five. Like, hey,
right.
It's always a good time on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Until next time, Jeffrey Hill. We can't wait for Financial Five. And go ahead and link up with him on all social media, phone number, website, and everything he said. I hope you took notes and wrote it down. All right, Jeffrey, until next time. Loving you.
All right. Have a good one, ladies.
All right, we're gonna take a commercial break, and then we're gonna hear what she say from Gina G. Uh-oh, brace yourself. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi. This is your girl, Betty Wright, and you just get ready for Miss Gina's radio chat.
It's a Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hi, this is your girl, Betty Wright, and you know what I'm doing? Tonight is the night like Betty Wright. I'm hanging out with Dr. Gina's radio chat. That's right, best in town. You know that, best all around. That's right. Dr. Gina's radio chat. You heard me.
Woo, go, oh, Miss Betty. I love it. So what is she saying, girl?
I'm sorry, Betty Wright. It's just, I love her.
That was dope, wasn't it?
So dope. Now, what she say? Yeah, I said it. I just want everybody today to just take a step back. I want everybody to just take a step back. I want you to take a step back and write down what you thought about at 18, what you wanted to do with your life when you got older, as we used to say. And I want you to write down what you're doing today. And if them two don't match up, then you got some work to do. Because we need to take a step back. It's so many people out here doing things that they don't want to do, and they're stressing themselves out. There's so many angry people. There's so many misunderstood people. We need to take a step back, okay? I don't care if that career or if that job that you thought about when you were 18 doesn't pay as much as what you're getting paid today, but I'm going to tell you, the price of your sanity, you can't put a price on it. So I just see so many people, Dr. Gina, they don't even know themselves. You know, going through these times, you know, just working, home, working, cooking, home, kids. You get into this routine and you lose yourself. We got to take a step back, people, because suicide is high. Depression is high. Mental health is high. And this is all because we haven't taken a step back and evaluated ourselves and what we want out of life. I can't imagine going to a job every day for the past 20 years that I absolutely hate and wonder why my marriage is failing, wonder why my kids don't know me, wonder why, you know, every time I do hang out with my friends, I gotta get just drunk. I can't even just hang out and, you know, have a good time. It's because you have not taken a step back. So what she say? Yeah, I said it. Y'all got homework, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat crew and fans all over the world. I want you to write down what you thought about when you was a child, what you wanted to be when you grow up. And then I want you to write down what you're doing today, and I want you to get your life. I want you to get your life. I need you to figure out what you can do to blend these two age gap dreams together. Because it's about being happy, people, and life is too short to be always angry, to be always confused, to be always rushing, to be always, you know, just on edge. You know what I mean? So, I encourage everybody today to just take a step back and reevaluate yourself. Nobody else. Don't worry about what your spouse is doing, your girlfriend, your kids. Don't worry about none of that. I want you to worry about yourself, and it helps when you write it down. So that's y'all homework, okay, in radio land. I know y'all hear me, BBSA. I know everybody hear me. Take a step back. That's what I got to say today, Dr. Gina.
Well, I love it. And again, her segment is sponsored by Performance Endurance Gear for your athletic wear. They have a pop-up shop going on to announce. Yes, it is actually June the 21st and 22nd. Pop-up shop for Performance Endurance Gear. Popper Place on 1591 M Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. You need to go check it out at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's more than enough for you to swing by. It's a two-day pop-up. Again, June 21st and the 22nd, Friday and Saturday. This is actually next week, you guys. So if you're trying to get some last-minute Father's Day gifts, if you miss Mother's Day or even a birthday gift, maybe you got a coworker retiring, or maybe you might just have a neighbor that needs an extra pair of leggings, you need to go and check out the pop-up shop for Performance Endurance Gear. That's right. Go check them out at www.performanceendurancegear.com. Woo! They love your segment, Gina G.
Thank you, my love. But I had a question about pop-up. I had a couple people ask me about it because I've been promoting the pop-up shop as well. What is a pop-up shop? For those that don't really know, they're like, what is a pop-up shop? What is it? For those that don't know, can you kind of give them a little bit of what a pop-up shop is?
Yes, a pop-up shop is a space like, so for instance, you have a business, right? And you're doing most of your stuff on internet, or maybe you do catering and you only do it for special events and for personal clients and things like that. Or maybe you're a fitness trainer and you just have, you're on the go with your fitness trainer here and there. A pop-up shop is a place that you can rent someone's venue and have it as your store for X amount of days, weeks, or months. So it's like a temporary spot. and you can actually do this all over. You can be here today in DC, you can go to Detroit next week, you can go to, you know, Charlotte, and you're still considered a store. You're just not responsible of the overhead of a venue and all of that. Yeah. So it's like you're just kind of popping up at different places. Yeah. It is really cool.
That is really cool. Okay, so now we know.
But you got to tell us something about Alexa, don't you? You got some news about Alexa. Honey.
And I'm telling you, and if y'all don't talk to her, I will. Because every day, every Wednesday, not every, well, every day I talk to her. But on Wednesdays, I definitely hit her up with the, Alexa, play Gina's radio chat for me. And boom, BBS radio comes on. All the Dr. Gina radio chat you need comes right on Alexa, you guys. You have to make sure you try it. Give us a try. Alexa, Gina's radio chat. And just like that, you'll hear Dr. Gina and myself and all the special guests that we have on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Because tell them, Dr. Gina, they never know who we're going to have.
Who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Also, you can go to Google Play, too, and play BBS radio station, and it'll come on BBS radio station, and you can hear all of the shows, including Dr. Gina's radio chat, on that on Google Play as well. And also, to make it even more convenient for you while you're on the go, maybe you don't have Alexa or Google Play, but you got your cell phone, you can download the BBS radio app. Yes, you can. Yes, we do. Yes, we do got that, too. We got an app, too. And listen, you want to stay connected with BBS radio station. You want to stay connected to Dr. Gina's radio chat and me and Gina G. And you need to follow us on all of our social media so you can know what's going on, what we're doing, and how to stay connected. And listen, it's so easy to do. So you can be on the go, in your car, at your desk, and you're listening to BBS radio station. And listen, also, just to let you know, we are on over 100 different networks, including iHeartRadio.com.
Hello.
So that's why we're over 1 million listeners and still climbing every day. And we just love you guys for listening. Tell everybody where you're going to be going, what you got going on this weekend, and tell them your social media.
Okay, well, this weekend, you guys, it's Father's Day. I actually
Happy Father's Day.
I had to remind someone yesterday that Father's Day was this weekend. So let me remind those that may have forgotten, because the fathers sometimes get pushed under. So Father's Day weekend, I want everybody to spend time with their father or their husband, or if it's for those single mothers out there, spend time with yourself again. We just get two Mother's Days. I ain't even gonna tell no lie. So this weekend is Father's Day. I plan on maybe doing something special for my husband. But other than that, I'm going to get prepared for next weekend, because I'm definitely coming to the pop-up shop. And I have a show in Fredericksburg on the 22nd that I'm so excited to have Dr. Gina and performance endurance gear, if I said it right, to come out and check me out. But you can find me and all that information on my Instagram. That's Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G the number 2 Funny. Or you can check me out on Facebook, Gina G 2 Funny, Snapchat. And, you know, Donald Trump can have Twitter. I can't get with it. So just follow me everywhere but Twitter.
I can't. I try. I got an account. It's so sorry and sad. I don't even want y'all to even go on there and look at it. I done had the same numbers. I think I tilly tally one or two here and there, and then they fall off because I don't be saying nothing on there. It's really for conversation, and I just don't get the concept. I just don't. I love the posting the pictures and writing what what the picture mean or whatever. But this whole communicating on Twitter, they need a Twitter class. Yeah. I need a tutorial.
You heard that out there, y'all. So whoever can put together a Twitter tutorial, tutorial.
Yep, and then you can come on here and show us. You can come on here and teach us how to do it. I'll have you come on and invite me. I mean, I'll invite you.
That's right. Invite us to Twitter.
Yes. Come on, y'all. So listen, we're on I'm on Gina R. Prince on Instagram, and I am on Gina R. Prince on Twitter. You can help me build that up, though, for real. I can use your help.
Yes.
And Dr. Gina's radio chat, you can follow me. I can't friend you, but you can follow me on Dr. Gina's, on Dr. Gina R. Prince, but you can go on and follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook as well. So I'm all of that. Anyway, you guys, this has been an amazing show.
Always.
Yeah, I love Cupid. He's thebomb.com, and I love his confidence. He said, if you want all these people to come, you better go ahead and get me on that on the roster there. So
well, we'll be there, okay?
We will be there.
We will be there.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be there because he's like he's like the family reunion. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. So this is going to be fun, and you guys got to stay connected so you can hear those interviews and things like that because it's going to be loads of fun. Anyway, this has been an amazing show. God is good. We love you all the time, and we thank you for just listening and staying connected to us. We want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Why? Because we are loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.